Basement Bookers Podcast.
What's up? It's your boys, the Basement Bookers Podcast. Rich there is, Basement Chair. Rich there is, who really wants everyone in the world to know that he is the Riz's baldest man, which is why he botched my perfect intro from the last time we tried this. But nonetheless, happy to have you all here. Let me take you down the road, let you know what we're doing, and then, and only then, I will pass it over. I will pass you the ball because you can't be trusted. We're going to be talking about a few things here. Monday Night Raw, which we were at. We're going to be talking about the greatest documentary in the history of sports, the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns documentary, and shit CM Punk says that we may or may not agree with. Rich there is. Here's the ball. Try not to drop it.
No promises here, but thank you for that introduction. You know, you get used to an audio cue, and then when you don't hear it, you just get lost. Still, that's on me. My bad. Anyway, Basement Bookerverse, thank you for checking us out. We're gonna, like Basement Jared said, we're gonna talk about last night's Monday Night Raw, which we did attend and had the best fucking seats. Feel free to edit that out in case of the YouTube gods. We are going to talk about the CM Punk interview, and we're going to talk about the Roman Reigns and...
Well, Rich Derez, I'm glad you said what I said already. You could have said anything, but you decided to, again, run down what we're going to talk about. But who knows? They might have skipped over what I said, so it's a good thing you said it. Once again, going into business for yourself. So, let's talk about Monday Night Raw. Let's get that going. Let's do that. Let's go. What do you think? What you didn't like? I'll start first because it's my turn to not let you do this because you've once again trampled over everything. This is because of this. It's because you're nervous, because you're going into WrestleMania once again, not the champion.
Not
and
wrong.
You're going to try to take it from me. And I will go against any man who tries to take what I got.
Take that title.
You ain't taking it nowhere. You're going. The only thing is if I allow you to take it to be polished. Now, first of all, the one thing that confused us, that befuddled Basement Chair, only when we were there, is Bronson Reed versus Sami Zayn. Now, they were wrestling their asses off. Mm-hmm. And Gunter had attacked Chad Gable. And Sami Zayn decided, well, I guess I'll go check on him instead of taking care of my match and focusing, which is what Gable was trying to prepare me for in my Rocky vignettes. Mm-hmm. And I go out there to save Apollo Creed. I mean, Chad Gable from a beating from Ivan Drago. I mean, Gunter. And Rich Torres, can I tell you, at no point during that beating on TV, do you see that the referee is looking at what's happening? That's not there. All you see is what's happening on the stage. There was no decision. Now, you remember what we saw. You take the people through what you saw live and there and how all of us were confused. Not just us, but the people in the audience were confused as to why there wasn't a bell of a disqualification, because the referee was watching Gunter attack Sami Zayn and did nothing.
Right. She was staring right at it. She was looking directly up the ramp. There is no way she did not see Gunter and Sami Zayn going at it. There's
no
way.
We all saw it. We all saw it.
Bronson Reed was in there. Right. For what it's worth, the people on X that were also watching live, not at the show, but watching on TV, were also saying, where's the bell?
And it's even worse for us.
Yeah, and I don't know. I didn't have a chance to watch the broadcast yet, but we were chanting, ring the bell.
Yep.
It was audible. It was very clear. It would have gotten picked up if they... I don't know who dropped the ball there. I mean, it's easy to blame the ref, but you know, that's probably the call of the producer that was in her ear.
Yeah, I didn't get it. But, like, I mean, it's supposed to be a shoot, right? I'm supposed to treat it like a shoot, brother.
Right, takes me out.
Bronson Reed should have been disqualified regardless, even if he didn't, like, you know. But I guess that requires nuance. The matches were, you know, decent. Main event saw Natalya lose to Chelsea Green and the Coloss on Akira Tozawa. Mm-hmm. And he lost in there. We got to see Otis. And, yeah, that was neat. And then we went in, and there was The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, The Rock, he talked about, like, what he did to Cody. The Rock, he said he was, you know, showing poor kids crying. Mm-hmm. And then he said he didn't come alone. And we all acknowledged the tribal chief.
All right.
Together.
As we do.
And after much runnings of the mouths, Seth Rollins comes out. Now, the music's playing, and we're like, where is he? Because he's under us. Mm-hmm. And, dude, there was a dude that had their phone, I shit you not,
mm-hmm.
like this, up in Cody's face. I mean, Seth's face. Just recording him because he was standing right next to him. And it was uploaded to X. And you could see it. Like, wow. He was, like, all up in there.
Personal space, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I would give him a little space.
Yeah, like, would anyone like to have someone else, some stranger's phone up in their grill like that? And the post on social media?
No.
Now, as a famous person, yes, Seth Rollins' face will be all over social media. You know, maybe maintain a normal distance. Like, from your seat, you record like this. If you're, like, if you're close to him, if you're, like, 2 feet away, you record like this. If you have to record. If you really, truly feel that compulsion to record, which, honestly, I get it. You're that close to Seth freaking Rollins. You know, you want to document it. I do get it.
Tell you not to record. Well, I mean, people do it, but, like, that's just blatant.
Or you do one of these. Like, hey, this is Seth right over here. Look at that.
Yeah. With that aside, we
etiquette, people.
Yes. Yeah, so Seth decided to challenge The Rock to a match.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tried to challenge Roman to a match. And he said, any stipulation you want. He mentioned a bunch, including bloodline rules.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, you're not. You're gonna follow the thumbfucker. I mean, Solo Sikoa. Hmm. And yeah. Get that all greased up because he's coming after you. And it's going to be a Bloodline Rules match. And Rich was like, why does Seth look surprised if he even mentioned that? And I'm thinking, to me, it's like maybe he's working them. It's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did this. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you make of that?
It's that just took me out of it a little bit. It's like heels are going to do heel things. Why act surprised when it happens? Why would you think they would choose a stipulation of singles match, bloodline banned from ringside, brother? Or why would you think that?
Yeah, and like relabeling anything goes to just bloodline rules. It's like it's the same thing. It's not. It's what are we talking about here? Like,
yeah,
is it or is it specifically anything goes for the bloodline? But that's not specified because Seth was doing everything.
Right.
And Cody,
mm-hmm.
we'll skip to the main event. You know, he comes out without a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Like a chair, a brick, you know, something. I mean, a taser, a stun baton. I mean, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Tries to rock bottom, The Rock through the table. We thought they were going to go for like a shield power bomb.
Looked like it.
You know what's funny to me?
Bah.
What's never been revisited
mm-hmm.
is the fact that the shield power bombed The Rock through a table. This was long ago during the mm-hmm. shield days when the shield were hot. They put The Rock through the table and that's never been mentioned ever since. Something to think about.
Definitely.
Ladies and gentlemen, was there anything about Raw you wanted to, you know, you can get in here.
No, that Sami Zayn Bronson Reed match was definitely was the thing that really took me out of it most. Hot crowd, as you'd expect. I thought it was overall a solid show. You got Cody, you got Rock, you had Roman.
Yeah, no CM Punk, fortunately for you, I guess.
Bullet.
No Drew on screen, like in the ring, but just backstage.
Yeah. He was there or pre-taped.
Yeah, well, we watched that, and I don't know. I would have liked to see Drew out there. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. As someone was there or would love to see Drew. Mm-hmm.
Good Rhea Becky brawl.
Yeah, I just wish that they would get a little more of that, but there's a lot on the show. But yeah, overall I thought it was cool. I love the smell of fried chicken, even though I can't eat it anymore. That was really good. There were other odors in the air. I don't know how people get in with certain things, but they do. But whatever, to each his own. But yes, let's not dally. Okay, let's not dilly dally here. The Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's come to my attention that the match isn't over until both sets of belts have been taken down.
Okay.
Leading many to speculate that this could finally lead to splitting the tag team titles into, Raw can have theirs and SmackDown can have theirs. I'm still against it. There's just not enough tag teams for that, I don't think. But, you just have the tag team champions travel between both shows. What's the problem?
I agree. But, that could change in the future, with the draft. We've seen there has been a noticeable shift in focus and in just the way they do things since Vince left and Triple H pretty much took full control. So we've seen more factions pop up. We've seen more tag teams become sort of more stable, get more solid wins over other tag teams or other teams of solos that were just thrown together, not to multiple solo Sokoas, but solo wrestlers. We see storylines, Candace and Indy, this heel turn that Candace is going on that she's frustrated with losing.
Well, it's women's tag team titles. We're talking about
the tag team.
Yeah, I was talking about split titles. What does that have to do with the women's championship that's on both shows?
I get it. I'm simply highlighting the change in the way they're treating tag teams in general.
Yeah, but that's different for women. They have even less tag teams than men.
You're right, it is. I still think it's indicative of the change that's happening. So I think it's possible that there will be tag teams for tag titles for Raw and tag titles for SmackDown, and it'll be split, and we'll see more tag teams.
Yeah, too many belts.
According to the Wikipedia, where I took the card from, where is it? The Pride is a team of Street Profits and Lashley. So they have a name now. I think they mentioned it a couple weeks ago, whatever, but they're just so contrary to what I just said, they're still so not prominent on TV, but it's it's showing, if not direction, it's showing that there are plans. So
boy, are you optimistic or have a bad memory of WWE stuff. But, maybe you're right. Maybe because the old man's not around. Maybe somehow, some way, a miracle will happen. But a lot of these tag teams are lame as shit. Final Testament, as we discussed last week. The AOP, they suck. I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of AOP fans out there. There's a lot of I don't know what they would be called. A lot of fans of authors, a lot of book club members, I guess, members of the book club the AOP book club with Paul Ellering. Is that his name?
Pretty Paul. Wrong?
All right.
Not Paul Ellering.
Yeah, so Paul Ellering and his book club. But nonetheless, all very fine men who can wrestle and maybe hurt people. But I don't want to be hurt. But let's move on to what do you want to do first? The Roman, the Bray, you want to talk about, you know, what's on your mind, buddy?
I watched Bray first. So let's do that first.
Yeah, we'll do what you watched first. That's no problem. I did ask you.
You did ask me.
You go into business for yourself. It's fine. It's okay.
When you ask a question, still going
over. I'm still going over. I'm still going over at WrestleMania. It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, I'm going over. That's right.
Yeah, I'm going over. Okay.
So, the Bray Wyatt special. To be honest, I was sort of expecting, this is related to it. And you and I talked about this, Banan's screen.
The escalator.
That's right. We discussed the possibility of Bray being announced as going into the Hall of Fame at last night's Raw. You mentioned that it might not happen due to it still being too fresh for the family members and the talent and the people that work with Bray. My guess is that's the case because I thought the time was right for it. Maybe not on April Fool's, but that happened to be the day of Monday Night Raw. But clearly, my guess is he's going in next year.
He wanted to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. The first ballot Hall of Famer here is Paul Heyman.
This time, yes. Like, so, if Bray went in, arguably it would have been him, though.
That's the point I made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
So
and I agree. Obviously.
So that's probably, you know, good. There's no rush, you know, on that.
If you saw the special, if you didn't see spoilers here, obviously, but at the very end, there was sort of a tease that maybe Bo Dallas, maybe as Uncle Howdy, maybe not, might be coming back.
No, it's definite. They wouldn't do that if it was for no reason. Because that was their plan to do this thing together, like to finally like work together, because they were trying to. That reality show they were going to do, like looking for cryptids and stuff, and like, which I'd like to see. I wonder if they'll release that. And then they're just like, all they could do is talk about wrestling.
Yeah.
And the Fiend was going to have like a makeover, and you know, they go into like all the details and all that stuff, and how he's, you know, it's not stitching on it, it's Roman numerals, you know, for like, you know, when he married his wife or whatever, and the birth of his children's. Mm-hmm. And all that is very particular, and how he was like the things we heard about him being like difficult backstage kind of was kind of real. Like you could see like this just certain things. I would really have loved to see if there's a different version of that documentary where they had the old man in it to really see the conflict there, unless he was hands off on that. And it was just Bruce Pritchard and him that were like, trying to get it a certain way, because that burned when they were talking about when they burned the Fiend and he had to wear that gimmick and he couldn't even work in it. Like I can understand that frustration.
Yeah.
He thought it was dumb.
Yeah. And not for nothing. It also makes you wonder, like, is it possible? Like, cause I don't know, but could they have made that outfit more lightweight, more malleable? Was it maybe a call from Vince to say, no, don't use the lightweight material, use the heavy material, as sort of a punishment for him being so difficult to work with, meaning just that he had his own creative direction?
Yeah, I think difficult to work with is what people use on people when they don't understand, when they don't know what the vision is. When people, I don't know, so I can kind of feel like that frustration when, like, you're trying to work with somebody creatively and they're not trying to see what the fuck you're trying to do here. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of strange. Like, I felt like I was one of those people that would call him the Ramblin' Man, you mm-hmm. know? And it's like, we're more alike than we are different. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, mm-hmm. I was really sad. I was very sad and very upset when I was watching it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's fucked up, because it's like, I know what that's like. I know when people don't understand. And it's like, it was rough. It was really hard. And I kind of understand. And also, I really appreciated that he was pissed and didn't understand that whole fucking Alexa Bliss turning on him and the Randy thing. That was so dumb, and they shouldn't have done that shit.
Yeah, it was weird timing.
Yeah, it was so weird.
At minimum, the timing was weird.
Yeah, and that's another one of me is the old man being a weird fuck. So I just think I would have loved it to see, you know, what could have came from that. But like, I've always wanted him and Bo Dallas to work together. We were always like, why is he doing this B team bullshit? You know, why can't, like, that would be neat if they could just work together. Yeah. You know, they skipped a lot of stuff though. They skipped over the whole Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt thing. So I guess that was part of the dark times, you know, when they're saying he wasn't really featured that much, you know?
Yeah, probably because Matt Hardy's in AEW at the moment.
Yeah, but he was in some footage.
They could use footage that they are. I don't know. I don't know who made what they own
the footage to the, you know, the match they had, the Laker reincarnation shit.
They probably didn't want people Googling, oh, where is Matt Hardy now?
Dude, I don't think that's true, because people have the internet. Like, internet wrestling fans are not idiots. Like, even the basic guy knows Matt Hardy was there. That's where he started. What are you talking about?
No, like where he is now.
Everybody knows where he's Matt Hardy. He's Matt Hardy. It's not like he's Schmuck McGee. Like, he started in WWE. He has fans that follow him. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like they're trying to bury Matt Hardy. You know what I mean? I'm not sure, but like, they own the footage, and they not like they don't blur faces if they need to. But true. You know, I don't know. Whatever, it's fine. It was long already. This shit was like 2 hours. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm like, it was 2 hours.
Yeah,
commercial free.
That's right.
Well, for me, because I watched it on the TV, it was like 2 minutes of commercials before it even starts, and then it just leaves you alone, which is
cool. I had over 3 minutes of commercials before it started.
Yeah, but you know, it sucks that he's gone. I'm really sad about that. I'm glad Bo Dallas is gonna carry on, and I hope that like the boy howdy Bo Howdy does good, and you know.
Mm-hmm. It reminded me of tribute tattoo I want to get for him, but we can discuss that later.
Yeah, you can't get that over your John Cena tattoo, so
gotta protect that Cena.
Was there anything else you wanted to talk about on that?
You disagreed. I thought I was kind of a little surprised when they showed younger pictures of Bray's mom. I thought that she looks like Alexa Bliss now.
I said I probably wasn't paying that much of attention to old pictures of his mother, so I didn't really notice anything like that. So
that was it.
That's not a disagreement. That's like, maybe I didn't look hard enough kind of thing.
It just caught my eye.
That's okay. That's all right. It can catch your eye because you're a pervert and you love looking at beautiful women. No one has a problem with that. We all know, you know, you're a full-fledged baldest man. And that shows your vigor. You know, that's what they say. That's vigor. Kvorka, as they say in the industry. That being said, rest in peace, Wyndham Rotunda. We'll always be thinking about all the fun stuff that you provided for us. And first ballot Hall of Famer, whenever that happens. And it's going to be really special. It was cool. I was really hoping that we get like some words from the tribal chief, but you know, he was at the funeral. It is like you saw the tribal chief there, and he's probably really sad about it. They were friends too. You know, a lot of people really cared about that guy. He's a really good guy, from all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was he didn't have his vest on. Like, it was a vest that's supposed to shock you.
Basically a portable defibrillator.
Defibrillator, yeah. So, well, we thought it was like medication he was supposed to take, but no, it was like the vest that he didn't have it on when he went to nap.
So. Yeah, just listen to your doctors.
Yeah. Well, let's try to bring things up a little bit here. Let's go and acknowledge the tribal chief. He said that his brother's advice was that, you know, because he was too nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was just doing just to get along and all that. And that was like the impetus for the tribal chief. Like, he wants to do things his way.
Good word, by the way.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's a very good word. I paid $3 for that word. And I was like, yeah, you can't always go around, you know, being a nice guy. That just finishes last. We're a sidekick for the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he had a lot of regrets. You know, maybe like he could have helped take care of him and he'd still be around. You know, and that sucks. You know, that he was like his number one fan. You know, mm-hmm. he started doing things because his brother was doing them. You know?
Yep.
And that's rough.
Any and all loss is rough, especially when you're like following in someone's footsteps, your idol from your youth, as it were, in this case. But yeah, what was it? They said Jimmy. I think it was Jimmy that joined FCW first out of the three of them.
Yeah, I think so, because he's the oldest out of the two.
Right, by what?
Jimmy J. Doesn't matter. So enough for him to call himself Big Brother Oos.
Big Brother Oos. Big Oosie. Good inclusion of and good way to describe Sammy as the sheep among the wolves.
Yeah, that was good.
Great sympathy with it.
He was the tide that raises all boats, the tribal chief.
That's right. We all know how highly I think of this Bloodline storyline, how well done it has been. But to boil it down to just Sammy being the sheep among the wolves, I like it's elegant in its simplicity.
People care more about Sami Zayn after that than they did before.
Yeah.
You know?
If not for that, he wouldn't have main evented WrestleMania Night 1.
No, there's no way. It wouldn't be close, you know? And he finally got to main event. So did Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens, well, did he main event with Stone Cold Steve Austin? I think that was one of the nights.
It was kind of a main event. It was
because it's two nights. So yeah, I think it was segment. Night one and then a match.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't know. Was it? Because that was the theory one, too, right? Was that the same? Was that the next day and then Stone Cold came out again? I don't know. I don't know. Because the old man got involved in the Pat McAfee theory match, remember? Because Pat McAfee had a match with theory. So that might have been a night two.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, it's confusing. It's almost 100 years ago.
And my memory, bro.
All right, let's not do that then, because this is already a really long show. So,
right.
Anything else?
Go ahead.
Roman's still taking medicine. He's still taking the oral medication for his
leukemia. Mm-hmm.
So, and he also said that like. And people are saying, oh, I guess Roman's going to retain. Because Roman said, if he's not on top, he's not staying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, well, you could still be on top and not be the champion. You could still be, like, the reason people show up. You know
Rock and Roman is a main event of any pay-per-view.
Yeah, you know, and we'll get to that because we're not making picks just yet.
Right.
So, and also... After, I think, Roman lost to Brock. I don't remember which one that he lost in. But there's one, Paul Heyman is talking to him and he said, no one carried you. You know, you did all of that. You know, just that to was... reassure him because he didn't feel good after that. Was that the cash-in?
I think that was...
Well, the year after where he lost again.
That was the year after when he lost again.
Yeah, so... I mean, it worked out, kind of, you know, and we were there for the SummerSlam. And, of course, you know, a few months later, he had to relinquish. But then he was in remission, y'all. And now right. we have the Tribal Chief.
That's right, we
and
do.
It's, he never wanted to be a good guy because he didn't want the Shield to break up, mm-hmm. and he didn't want to be a good guy.
Right.
And it was a whole thing about him. It's like, what is he supposed to do? He has to do, he doesn't have a nest egg. He can't just say no. But then when it came to what he could, he started to do what he wanted.
Yeah. He came from suffering succotash to the bloodline, to the tribal chief.
That's right. So now, what are we talking about, CM Punk here? What did you think about the interview? What did you learn? How do you feel now that you know what really happened with the Jack Perry? And also that he, we don't know the truth, but that the NDA for Brawl Out is not from anything he did.
First off, allegedly, right?
Sure.
We obviously only have his side of the story at the moment. But to be fair, I found everything he said. It's hard to poke holes in what he said. It all sounds logical. It all sounds like it makes sense, right?
The grievances too, I feel like.
Yeah. Especially, you know, saying AEW is not in the, or Tony Khan is not in the same business he's in. I agree. They're not they're happy. I think they're happy when they sell out, but the sellout isn't the goal. The goal is to put on great matches. And that's the difference between AEW and WWE. WWE would like to put on great matches along the way, but they want to entertain you. They want to put the asses in the seats.
Yeah, you have to care about why people are fighting.
Right.
You know,
WWE is more of the variety show in that way. You get more talking. Yeah, you get like a 25-minute talking segment from The Rock, but... It's The Rock.
Sometimes you'll get Damage Control versus Shayna Baszler, Tegan Knox, and Zoe Stark for no reason.
Yeah, Zoe Switch, because why not? Because, oh, by the way, yes, Shayna and Zoe are faces. This is kind of a reminder of that. I forgot.
Yeah. Like I gotta put counterpoints. Sometimes it's just shit that don't make sense. It's like, here you go. You know? It happens. No, it's like, here's Damage Control. They're a unit, and they could beat these guys.
Yeah, it's to get Damage Control on TV. It's to remind you that Shayna and Zoe are faces. That there might be some multi-women match at Mania announced.
It's already official. Jade Cargill, Naomi, and Bianca are fighting Kairi Sane, Asuka, and Dakota Kai.
I meant with, like, the undercard.
Oh, I think that's the undercard. Like, why would you need more than one? You know what I mean? Because there's a 6-woman tag match, there's a 6-man tag Philadelphia street fight, and there's the tag team match of Dominic Mysterio, Escobar versus Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's plenty of matches that LA Knight versus AJ Styles, you know, for instance. I don't think there's a shortage of matches. I think that's your multi ladies. There they are. Mm-hmm. And then you have Rhea Ripley and Becky. That's probably going to, I would, if that's night two, I think I would open with that and close with, Bloodline. Cody versus Roman. Or Cody
so
versus
what,
Bloodline.
What I have here for night one, real quick. Night one, Rhea versus Becky, Gunther versus Sammy, 6-pack tag ladder match for the tag titles, Jimmy versus Jay, 6-woman tag with Damage Control, LWO versus, Ray and Dragon Lee versus Santos and Dom, and Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth for night one. And then night two, Seth versus Drew, EO versus Bailey for the WWE Women's title, LA versus AJ, the triple threat for the US title, Logan Paul, six-man Philly street fight, which is the Pride versus the Final Testament. It's going to be a favorite match. And
I'm going to go pee.
Yeah. And Roman versus Cody.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think that's a solid card. I mean, if you add any more, I think that's, you're not giving enough time to the matches that you have. And they're also going to do stuff extracurriculars. You
of course
know?
We are. Mm. Yeah, so, we're going to have a concert or a song from Lil Wayne. He's world premiering a new song.
Ah, the Littlest Wayne. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Very exciting stuff. So back to CM Punk. Like he was saying about AEW, look, I don't not like AEW. I don't think it should go away. I think it's a good alternative. But in order to facilitate that, you need to stop paying millions of dollars for really nothing. Like, not nothing. Like, she's a big star, but not that big of a star. Obviously, your numbers don't show so far that she's really doing anything. Sure, it's only been two episodes since she's been signed, so that's not fair.
Right.
So it's best, like, look, I know Mercedes Moné. A lot of people try to confuse things. She looks a lot like Sasha Banks, but I'm pretty sure, not positive, they're two different people. So you can't, like, attribute the attributes of that snake Sasha Banks to Mercedes Moné, who's probably a really nice lady, you know, right, and really trying her hardest to do the right thing here. Look, my name's not Britt Baker, and I'm not upset about this, okay? I don't know if she's upset about this. I don't know. But maybe. I don't know. But maybe. I don't know. I don't know. You know? And speaking of which, we saw AEW had some releases on X.
That's right.
Right after yesterday,
interestingly
enough. And I thought Punk was right about what he was saying about how, you know, Tony Khan's a nice guy, but he's not a boss. You know what
that
I mean?
That sounds right from everything we've heard.
So he and Punk wanted to be let go before the whole Collision thing happened. And he's like, no, we'll do Collision and you'll have your thing and do this thing. And it'll be great. And it's not.
Right.
If anything, you know what I would have done? I would have given CM Punk Dynamite. And the EVPs can have Collision because you should be punished. You know what I mean? And also, it was kind of dickish for them to, like, freeze him out and not take care of his surgery.
Right.
That's fucked up. That's messed up. I'm pretty sure if they did... And apparently, they didn't even talk to him for those months.
6 months, no contact. He had no idea he was even still employed.
That's pretty bad. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a good way to handle things.
It's because it's to sort of read between the lines, right? And stuff that we've said, stuff the IWC has said. It's not a business. It's Tony Khan and his toys.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations. You're a journalist.
By the way,
yeah. As long as you have a Twitter handle and talk about wrestling, apparently we're journalists. So, you know, it's been a long time coming. You know, being a blue check mark myself, finally being acknowledged as an actual journalist. So that's great.
Did you go journalism for that?
No. And also talking about how, like, who cares what some goof in their 5-star ratings are that's never wrestled? Like, why do I care about that? That was pretty good.
Right. Right.
Which is especially, why we...
Especially when the ratings go from one to infinity.
Yeah. That's why we always have the caveat of, like, we don't wrestle, we don't know shit, and they just keep going.
Yeah. These are opinions, okay? If you disagree, cool. That doesn't make us wrong. That doesn't make you right. That also doesn't make you wrong or us right. These are opinions. We're talking. If you want to join the conversation, tell us your opinion. You know where and how to do so.
I'm glad Punk's here. I know you're not, But I'm glad that, like, he's burying the hatchet with all these people. And still, I don't understand the suing the friend thing. It's not my problem. Like, he's really doubled down on that. Like, he's not budging on that. Like, he will never even entertain talking to him again. So, I kind of forgot what I was going to ask about or speak on with Punk there. I know he realized he shouldn't have been, like, he shouldn't have done that UFC thing the way he did it, but mm-hmm. like he did it and he'd rather, like, you know, not like do nothing and be mediocre, you know, and try and just, you know, just get your, I don't know, like try and be mediocre. I don't remember what it was. But I did my best. I did my best, basically. I forgot what he said.
It was something about trying to be on top. Getting knocked down while you're on top rather than being safe in the middle or something like that.
Yeah, some shit like that. That's actually pretty good. Pretty good lesson, I think.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest. Like, presuming all the words stated in the order that he say them in the interview are true, maybe I feel better about Punk back in WWE.
Yeah, maybe. Let's knock wood. You know, hopefully everything's cool as he says, but I think he might get involved physically because, like, he keeps, like, he's not trying to give anything away or anything like that, but, like, he's feeling really good.
Yeah.
So we could have a Batista moment, you know, where he's just fine. You know, the thing just comes off.
Yeah.
And he's just fine. So.
And I've gotten, like, I mentioned it last week that. The segment last week, him and Seth and Drew, great segment. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Look in my eyes. What do you see?
That was great.
All right. Well, I think it's time, unless you've got anything else to say about it.
I just want to say this is the best Drew in a long time.
It's the best Drew we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, it becomes the world heavyweight champion. But now let's talk about it, Rich DeRiz. Is it time to make the first draft of picks? What do you want to start with?
Let's start with night one, and let's start with match one, as listed by Wikipedia.
We don't know. Yep, there you go. Thank you.
Right, as listed by Wikipedia. Match number one for the Women's World title, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch.
This is a very difficult way to start the conversation. And I'm going to have to trust you because I'm not looking at the Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not try to throw me off my game with throwing that at me? But I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
So we barricade a cash in?
Rhea Ripley is going to win. Look, this could change for me because we still have the option of Friday night's episode. Should there be an episode?
Right.
Will there be? We don't know unless something miraculous happens because SmackDown's kind of been dog water. But
I mean, I think worst case, we should also.
We had Jade.
Right. But also, I think worst case, we should also do a preview of Stand and Deliver. But, you know.
That's right. Stand and Deliver.
Stand and Deliver.
That's right. There is Stand and Deliver. We can always talk about Stand and Deliver on Friday night.
Right.
So that'll probably be a shorter one because we still have the Hall of Fame to watch. I'm going to stick with Rhea Ripley. Mommy's going to come out on top, I think. It's unfortunate because she's got something to work on. You know, Becky, she looks like she might have a shot. But I think Rhea Ripley should keep going strong. But I would like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a little prediction thing.
Mm-hmm.
What if Dominic Mysterio tries to get involved, but Charlotte shows up and stops him from getting involved in the match, but Rhea Ripley still wins the match?
That is an interesting wrinkle, given Charlotte's husband
That's the point.
Is allegedly trying to get into Judgment Day, or Dom wants point. To bring into Judgment Day.
Yep, that's the point. That's the point.
And it's a title match, so that is ripe for a Charlotte return.
Exactly. And she's been trying really hard to get back in. You know, she's been working her ass off. You know, I pay attention. So we'll see.
But I also have Rhea Ripley. I think this storyline is not done yet. I feel like if Judgment Day ends the night with just one title, it's the women's world title.
Yep. Believe that.
Next match, according to Wikipedia, just simply the order they have them in, for the Intercontinental Championship, Gunther, in the historic longest reign of the IC title, defending against the sheep himself, Sami Zayn.
Look, he's a contender now. He's no longer a sheep. He's graduated to goat in training. Listen, in order for my prediction to come true, Gunther needs to stay champion until SummerSlam, because I think it should be Gunther versus Braun Breaker at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Honky Tonk Man before him. The streak ends at SummerSlam. I don't know, maybe. But I think Gunther's on a tear right now. He's doing really great. The match is going to be really close. And who knows? I mean, Sammy could win. But I got to be safe here. I got to go with the Ring General.
Yeah. I feel like the Rocky-esque hype for Sami Zayn last night on Raw was trying to get us to truly believe in Sammy. And I truly believe in Sammy, but there's also Ludwig and Giovanni.
That's true. That's true. You could always, like, even if you beg them off with Alpha Academy, you know, you still have, it's Gunther. You know what I'm saying?
We could have Maxine try to flirt Ludwig Kaiser away.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe we can see, but I'm still going with the champ.
Same. Next match, according to Wikipedia, once again, is the six-pack tag team ladder match for the Undisputed Tag Team Championship. And it says, match will end after both titles under the Undisputed Championship banner have been retrieved. So the Raw Tag Titles and SmackDown Tag Titles have been retrieved, making it possible for the titles to split between two or more teams.
Two or more teams?
Well, it says split between two teams, but there's four total belts. Two blue, two red.
This is going to be hard.
So we got Judgment Day versus DIY versus Awesome Truth, New Day, A-Town Down Under, and New Catch Republic. Six teams, four belts.
How are we doing this? All right, I'm going to go with R-Truth and The Miz, at least for one set of belts. And
so I honestly, before we solidify our picks, I think we each should get what we each pick one tag team. If that tag team ends up with at least one of the belts and is declared a
and
winner,
it counts.
Right.
All right. Awesome Truth for me.
I'm gonna stick with Judgment Day.
Holy shit! All right.
I think one of them will come away with at least one of the belts.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Now, how the hell WWE is going to handle this? Maybe they'll just, after that, if there are four belt holders, fatal four-way. Will it happen at Mania? Will it happen night two? Because there's only six matches on night two, seven on night one.
Yeah, but also time for the matches and the fuckery that happens in between.
Some of this is also going to be moved to pre-show.
Is there even a pre-show?
Got it.
We don't know
that.
It's
Mania.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, but you know, what was the pre-show last year? That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
What, that the person that can't remember things can't remember the pre-show?
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Using my gimmick against me.
That's right. I'll do whatever I have to do to win.
Next on Wikipedia's list, brother versus brother. Jimmy J, J, Jimmy versus J, Jimmy, Jimmy, J.
I'm going to go with J, Jimmy, J, J, Jimmy, Jimmy, J, J, Uso, the face.
Same. Face Jimmy J, J, Jimmy, J, 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 J.
Jimmy J, J, Jimmy J, J, Jimmy, Jimmy, J, J.
Should be a rap song. Jimmy J, J, Jimmy J, J, Jimmy J. Jimmy J, J, Jimmy J, J, Jimmy J.
There wasn't any pre-show matches last year. So. Unless I'm wrong, and I apologize, but look, judging here, there aren't any.
Alrighty. Next up, six woman tag team match. Team Bianca versus Damage Control.
I'm going with the Nubian Goddesses on this one. That's my pick right there. Slay Queen.
Yeah, since it's non-title, I can see that. I'm agree.
You're not going to have Jade Cargill on a losing side in her first ever match in WWE. And like, even forget that. You could just say it. What? Let's just pretend it's her second or third or fourth. Look at Damage Control. Look at Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi. They're not even in the same division. I mean, they are technically in the same division. I mean, like in like a weight class type deal. Like, we're talking about some power. They're going to throw those little girls around, man. It's not even going to be fair.
Asuka and Kairi are the women's
get squashed.
Asuka and Kairi are still the women's tag title.
They never faced the team of Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair. Or Jade Cargill, Naomi. Or Bianca Belair. You know what I mean? It's never happened.
Okay.
And that's why I'm sticking to that.
Fair. I think I said I got them as well. I
goddesses. Yeah, these are mortal women.
Right. Tag match. Rey and Dragon Lee versus Santos and Dom.
I'm going to have to go with Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar. Para esto, I think you need to get some dubs on there. And I think that Carlito might turn on Mysterio because I don't know how good he felt about Dragon Lee getting picked over him. So
I like that thinking, I like that thinking. I think I'm going to stick with LWO, though.
Okay.
Just because I think they want to protect Dragon Lee at the moment.
Okay. I like Dragon Lee. He's okay. But he's young. You know, he's got time, but you're right.
He's not Phoenix, but he's good.
I'm not changing my mind.
Right. And then what will be the main event of night one?
Oh, my God.
Tag match. If Rhodes and Rollins win, all members of the Bloodline are barred from ringside during the undisputed WWE Universal Championship match on night two. If Rock and Reigns win, the championship match on night two will be held under Bloodline rules. So Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth.
You can already see my hand is raised. You don't even need to see the finger. Acknowledge that The Rock is not losing at WrestleMania, his first match back. Get TFO.
It would be interesting. So now this is a standard tag match, right? So what if like Solo and Jimmy go to interfere? but like one of them gets caught, like Jimmy gets caught, Jimmy would be the one to get caught for sure. And then Rock and Roman get DQ'd. It protects both of them. Neither of them eats a pin or submits, obviously. But I really think, to your point, that a stipulation like this, they're going to use it.
Yeah. I also had a theory that might not happen. Could be a hat on a hat. But the Rocks hold the board of directors. No one said he can't make the tag team match bloodline rules anyway.
Right.
No one says he can't.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still sticking with the Rock and Roman Reigns on this one.
Yeah. Okay. So for night one, we both have Rhea, we both have Gunther. For the we don't know how the hell this is going to shake out six-pack tag team ladder match, I have Judgment Day. Jer has Awesome Truth. We both have Jay over Jimmy. We both have Team Bianca. I have LWO. Jer has Santos and Dom. And we both have The Bloodline. Night two.
Champions recognize champions. That's all I'm saying.
Let's start with the first match listed on the Wikipedia. Not necessarily the match order. Probably not, in fact. For the World Heavyweight, a.k.a. Seth Rollins, Please Don't Go Championship. Seth freaking Rollins versus Drew McIntyre.
You had a good run. You know, you've been great. You've been, you know, the title was made for you. But I'm afraid I have some bad news, Drew McIntyre will become the World Heavyweight Champion. Finally. In front of a capacity crowd that he deserves. I really want to see him and CM Punk go at it at SummerSlam. I don't know if Punk's going to get involved, but he will be on commentaries.
That's right. And I think the time is right. I think Drew wins the title, and that's when Damian Priest cashes in.
You get no points, but... That's a good theory.
Yeah.
An Austin theory.
That's right. For the WWE Women's Championship, Io Sky defending against Bayley.
Bayley. I think it's time to give Bayley her flowers. She get a WrestleMania win over Io Sky. That snake, Io Sky, who I really like. But she's mean. She's a meanie. But who knows? Damage control is still... It's just because they lose the night before doesn't mean they're bad from ringside.
Right.
You know, the numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
And Bianca, you know, she's not cool with Bayley. But Naomi is.
But, right. So because of that, I'm also going with Bayley. I think that... When Damage Control comes to intervene, I think Bianca and Jade and Naomi are going to come out and neutralize them.
Queens.
Yeah. Yeah, I should say, because the next match is L.A. Knight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Styles.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I know AJ Styles is jacked.
Mm-hmm.
So it's close. But I got to go with my man, L.A. Knight. You know, we forgetting about L.A. Knight, man. We got to remember that he's the megastar, as long as The Rock's not on the same show. But
right,
The Rock's still on the same show. Look, he's a victim of timing here.
Facts. Now.
Nana! As he would say.
I'm going to go with LA Knight as well, but I feel like if I come back and change anything, it'll be this one.
Okay, that's fair.
Because it's AJ Styles, man.
I heard AJ Styles getting new music at WrestleMania.
Mm.
I'll miss this one, though. I kind of like it.
You don't want it?
He don't want it because they don't want none, so he don't want it.
Mm. Alrighty, next up, Triple Threat for the U.S. Championship, Logan Paul. Versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens.
All right. Y'all might be surprised at this. But I think Logan Paul is going to retain. Seeing as it's a triple threat match, it ups his chances. I'm going to go with Logan Paul. Triple threat means no disqualification, correct?
That is correct.
So brass knucks come into play. Your KSIs come into play. Your PSIs.
The head.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, you can do it. If you can dream it, you can achieve it. Believe it. Achieve it. Believe that. I was going somewhere. I didn't go anywhere. Here I am. Basically, Joe.
There you go. Next up, six man. Oh, yeah, I'm going with Logan Paul for the same reason, by the way, because
Logan.
Anything goes. Logan. All right. Six man Philadelphia street fight. The Pride, which is the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley with B-Fab versus AOPs and Karrion Kross.
I choose Montez Ford. So that technically means the Pride. Montez Ford, my guy.
I feel like they could have a strong faction with the Final Testament.
Yeah.
Just tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache, that's for sure.
Right. And then the main event.
I can't do this. 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 This is too hard. This is too hard. It's like, the last 2 weeks, Cody's been on the end of a beating. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And there's constants in this universe. Death, taxes, and the tribal chief retaining at WrestleMania. So I got to go with my tribal chief. I got to go with my tribal chief for now. He's not here, is he? Well, I could. It's going to be the tribal chief. But I know you all believe. And in my heart, I would like it. But I think it needs to go on. I think we need the tribal chief to pass Hulk Hogan. He's just too close. Why are we messing around here? There's plenty of time for Cody Rhodes to be a champion.
Right.
He's renewed. He's going to be around. We know he wants it. Last year, I don't want to admit this, but it's documented.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the episode. I chose Cody. We chose Cody together.
We did.
But I think Roman's going to retain. I think Roman's going to win. You know, bloodline rules or not, you know, how many Rhodeses do you have? You know, is Seth going to show up for you after being demoralized? You know, he stuck out his neck for you and he's going to go into WrestleMania night two, less than 100% because of what's going to happen in that tag team match.
And what if Jay gets taken out after he beats Jimmy?
That's right. I mean, there's other possibilities that could throw things off. They could reconcile Jimmy and Jay. You know what I mean? It could be bloodline rules. And where's the bloodline? You know what I mean? So it's too much. I'm going to go with Roman Reigns because I want to keep this. This is mine. Okay, it's going to be mine forever. I must win at WrestleMania, Richard is. I have to win at WrestleMania because what is Basement Chair without the Basement Championship?
It's a scary question.
It is.
I'm also going with Roman. Although, of course, we would reserve the right until after the Rock Roman versus Cody Seth match to change this pick.
I'm sorry, what? Who said that shit?
Why not? We don't know the we won't know the stip until after that match, right?
Picks are locked in. Like, when did we do that? Hold on a second, player.
I did say hold we. On. I didn't just say I didn't limit it to I.
All right. I mean, that's fine with me, but I have a prediction for you.
Okay.
I'm not changing shit.
Okay.
As of now, but I don't know. But it's a prediction. I didn't say it was a spoiler.
Right.
The only prediction, the only spoiler I have is the next week when we talk about this WrestleMania, there will be a C next to my name. And that belt will still be there. That's all I got.
All right.
Also, The Rock saying Cody screwed Cody. That's another thing.
Yes. Yes, it is. So, running down night two, we both have all the same. We both got Drew over Seth. We both got Bailey over Io. We both have L.A. Knight. Yeah. Over AJ Styles. We both got Logan Paul in the triple threat match for the U.S. title. We both have The Pride over The Final Testament. Better team names. Anyway, and we both have the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, over grandson of a plumber, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, Dada.
We could have Stone Cold Steve Austin, by the way, in that Bloodline Rules match. He could show up. Just think about how traumatized DJ would be as soon as he hears that glass shatter. He's going to remember all the times.
That would be great.
And John Cena for Solo? You know? I mean,
talk about assembling the Cody Avengers.
The Bloodline Revengers, even. So, it's going to be jam-packed. It's going to be great. We'll probably be back with more Friday, and it'll probably be up the same day, depending on how quickly I can get that going. So,
excellent. Thanks to everyone for checking us out. Let us know your thoughts, your predictions down in the comments below or on any of the socials.
That's right, Rich Derez.
And as always, Jerry's got a party message.
The match of life is scheduled for 1-4. So make it count.
Do what the man says.
Follow the Booker! Patreon.com/PageBookersPod.